from JMIS, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
And you've joined the long line of people who look at infrastructure like roads and tunnels and you're going, hallelujah, bring it on. Here it is. Fantastic. The trip to the airport, never been better.
I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. Somebody somewhere needs a knighthood, or do you call it a damehood?
Yes, you do.
I don't know what
you call it.
Somebody needs one. The tunnel is the best thing that's happened to Auckland traffic since the Harbour Bridge, without a shadow of a doubt. And there's no lights. You can go under the Kirkbride Road now. It's fantastic. We have to celebrate this stuff.
A lot of people, Andrew, listening in parts of the country that have never heard of Kirkbride Road, but I'm sure that they share your...
It's a road that goes across the motorway. You can go under it now.
People in Timaru and Oamaru, they're going, oh, Kirkbride. That's fantastic. Anyway, I'm glad you're happy with it. Now, so speaking of building stuff, this consent data, and this is going to come up in the debate tonight, what the hell's going on? I mean, are we winning the battle here or not?
Well, let's just work through these numbers, okay? So we've got the building consent data for July, fell 0.7%. It's really at the margin, really. That's 1.3% fall in June. But some of these movements are a function in the fall in consented apartments, townhouses, retirement units. This is a multi-unit dwellings, and they are a fairly volatile series. If we look at standalone houses consented in July, that rose 8.5%. That's to July 2007. So 2017. So 2,762 is the actual number. Now, there is concern in Auckland, though. If you're in the camp that thinks we need more supply, we had a large fall July 2017. We actually down 29%, 313 fewer new homes consented compared to this time last year. And again, it's this volatility in multi-unit developments, but they, given that they now constitute 50% of the dwellings consented in Auckland, you've actually got to keep a look at them. You've got to keep an eye on them, but they are volatile. But work with me. I'm just not getting something here, Mike. Work with me on these numbers, okay? So we've got 70,000 migrants coming into the country. Mm-hmm. If 40% of them want to live in Auckland, 28,000 migrants. Now, we work on 4 people per house. That's 7,000 houses we need for the migrants, but that's not the nub of the issue here. Is we've got 1.5 million people that are also, the population is growing. If you grow them at 2%,
yes,
that's another 30,000 people. That's another 7,500 homes. So if you very simple back of the envelope numbers, that's 14,500 houses a year that you need.
And we're not
now,
building
look,
them.
And we're not building them. Now, I'm taking a lot of license with those numbers, but there's a fair amount of wiggle room, really, between 10,000, which is the number of houses that were consented in the last 12 months, and 14.5. So there will be a natural demand there, irrespective. Or we've all got to start having more people in the homes.
Yeah. That's why I read a thing from CoreLogic yesterday, and they're saying the same thing. And here's my other thing. I think you're being generous with 4 people per house. I think 4 is a lot. And, you know, there's a lot of people, 1-2 people in the house, and so you need even more homes. Anyway, Governor Wheeler, how did he go?
This was a bit of a self-review yesterday. He spoke at the Northern Club. It was a self-review. This reflections on the stewardship of the Reserve Bank. He's looking at their performance over the last 5 years. Now, he said a lot of stuff in there, and it's actually quite a good read. I read it. I wasn't at the speech. I had to read the speech after. But, Mike, I want to focus on one thing. He is disputing the fact that the LVRs are hitting first home buyers. And again, it's a numbers morning this morning. A few more numbers here. He says that the banks give priority to first home buyers within the 10% speed limit that they have. That's the 10% that they can lend over and above the LVR limit. Over the past 2.5 years, the share of first home buyers in real estate transactions has been around 21%. That's the same level as it was in early 2013. In other words, it hasn't hit the first home buyers. And over that period, first home buyers have taken out $21 billion of mortgage loans, and 28% of that is at LVRs above 80%. So he is disputing the fact that it's hitting the first home buyers.
It's very interesting. What I think you said is it dipped when the LVRs came in, but they fought their way back. So in other words, as we sit here this morning, it is no worse or better than it has ever been. Interesting insight. What are the numbers?
No, but the price is hitting first-time buyers. Numbers. Let's do the numbers. Dow Jones, 21,903, up 37. S&P 500, 2457, up 11. NASDAQ, 6365, they were up 63, so big bounce back there. FTSE 100, 7365, up 28. Nikkei, 19,506. Shanghai Composite, unchanged, 3363. ASX 200, virtually unchanged, 5669. We gained 37 on the NZX 50 to close at 7775. New Zealand dollar weaker. This is after Wheeler. At one New Zealand dollar buying 0.7199 US, 0.9111 Aussie, 0.6046 euro, 0.5567 pounds, 79.43 yen. Gold trading at $1,308.98. Brent crude, $51.06.
You have a great day, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMIS. You'll find him and his team and his expertise at jmis.co.nz.